Well, Titanic had a top speed of like 23 knots. Its normal cruise speed was 21 or so. The Queen Mary II is the last ocean liner surviving today, and I actually took the Queen Mary II 2 years ago from New York to Southampton. It's the last real ocean liner operating a transatlantic service. Awesome experience. Great experience. If you ever have a chance to do it, you should do it, because it's great. But it goes 26 knots, 25 knots. It's capable of 31 knots. But in the previous era, the SS United States, which I'm probably sure you might have heard of in recent news, was because it's just been moved from Philadelphia to Mobile to be scrapped or, you know, scuttled off the coast of Florida for whatever. But the SS United States was capable of 42 knots. But that was a state secret because it was a military ship. It was sponsored by the United States government to carry troops in case they had to convert it to a troop carrier. But it was a regular ocean liner that was just out there doing its service, and its regular cruise speed was around 32, 36 knots, but it was capable of 42. But it was crazy. It still holds the Blue Ribbon record today for the fastest ocean liner transatlantic crossing.